Okay, we're starting on page Kuf Mem Vav, Simon Shin Chof, Se'if Yud Ches. Page Kuf Mem Vav, Simon Shin Ches. Sorry, Shin Chof, I mean. Se'if Yud Ches. Shulchan Aruch says, the long Shulchan Aruch and the short Mishnah Berurah. Shulchan Aruch says, Chavis, and a few Yesodas in Hilchos Shabbos that come in here that we need to listen to. Chavis, Shepakaku, Bepakak, Shalpishtan. The steam Nekev, Shebedafna, Shemotzim, Bayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayay take out the wine, and the person plugged up the hole using a piece of linen. So it's actually like a fabric. It's not. Yeah, flax is linen. If I was going to get this. You're asking the shuntless guy about this. So flax is, when it grows, it's called flax. Eventually, turn into linen when you make a garment out of it, whatever, or threads or garment. It's called linen here. That's my point. It's actually linen. It's actually a fabric here. It's not just like little, you know, pieces of stalks of a plant. So it's actually linen, piece of fabric that you use to as a plug to plug up the hole in the side of a bell. Yesh mi shemate afapi shei esher shel yisrit. There is an opinion that permits, even though it's impossible that it won't get squeezed by doing so, that you're allowed to ruhushaloi yehei tachtav kli. So the question is, are you allowed to put in or to take out this plug? Because if it's already saturated with the wine, and then you push it in or you take it out, so you're going to thereby squeeze out the wine. So there's an opinion that says that even if it's certainly going to get squeezed out by you putting it in, as I mentioned, as long as you're not collecting the wine that gets squeezed out, you're allowed to press it in, even though it certainly will squeeze. Since you're not getting any benefit from the squeezing because it's being wasted, so it's called a psikresha, but it's not nichele, and therefore it's mutter. What does that mean? Let's do the brackets now. Perush, what does it mean, psikresha? Issa nimshach bechrech medavama, it's a certain resultant malacha from what you're doing. Kamoi hamavis hanimshach bechrech meha tozas harosh. Just like death is a certain result of cutting off the head. Psikresha v'layomus, the moshul in the Gemara is when you chop off the head of a chicken, it won't die. I'm not chopping his head off to kill the chicken, I'm chopping it off because I want to give the head to my child to play with. But certainly when you chop off his head for other reasons, it's going to kill the chicken. So here, certainly when you press in the plug to block the wine, you're rather going to be squeezing out the wine from the cloth. But because it's lo nichle, because you're not benefiting from that result, it's not good for you, you're not happy about it, it's getting wasted, right? Then it's mutter. So this is the opinion of the Rishonim. So again, this is a very basic machlokes in the Rishonim. Just to summarize the principle, I don't want to spend too much time on it, but a darshin miskavin, which is again an unintended action, a classic case, you're dragging a bench from A to B, and you're just trying to get it from A to B, but because the bench is heavy, it's going to make a furrow in the ground, or it might make a furrow in the ground. That's called darshin miskavin, making that furrow. If it's a psikresh, if it certainly is going to happen, then we usually say it's asa. I mean, if you're happy about the result, you've now got a nice plowed field, so that will be a malacha deraisa, because you are. Even though you weren't trying to plow your field, but since it's certainly going to happen and you're happy about it, then that's considered to be malacha deraisa. Here, the case is different. You don't want the result. The result is that you're squeezing out wine from this cloth and it's getting wasted. So there's no benefit to you. Lo nichle, you're not happy about the result. You don't care about the result. There's a machlokes we're showing him between the Aruch and the Ri about psikresha de lo nichle. And currently he's bringing the opinion of the Aruch. Aruch says it's mutter lechatchila. If you're not happy about the result, you're not benefiting from the result, the wine's getting wasted, then it's a malacha, again, it's a dosh. It's a machlokes, but the Aruch katuv shezeh mutter lechatchila. עכשיו אנחנו מדברים על האורך. ארי אומר שזה אסור בדרבנן, והאורך מה אומר שזה מוצר לך תחילה. כן, נכון. למה? למה זה דרבנן? אוקיי, נדבר אחר כך. So, So there's a machlokes the Aruch and the Reed. The Aruch here, the first opinion in the Shulchan Aruch is bringing. Aruch says because you're not benefiting from the result, it's lo nichale, and therefore it's getting wasted, and therefore it's mutar lechatchila to push that plug into the bowel. And then he brings the second opinion, which is the Reed in Tosus. B'chol korlav v'amud, they disagree. Tosus brings from the Reed, they disagree. Tosus disagree with the Aruch, and they say that afalgav the lo nichale, even though you're not happy about the result, means because it's being wasted. It's still the Psikrishu, but also it's still an Isidra Bonon to do it. Came to Psikrishu, also it's an Isidra Bonon. Since the result is of you pressing in this plug, it's certainly going to squeeze out the wine, even though the wine is being wasted. But since you're doing the malacha of Mafarik by getting the wine out of there, even though you're not benefiting from it, it's an Isidra Bonon to do it. So that's the second opinion brought in the Shulchan Aruch. The first opinion is mutter to do it because you're not benefiting from the result. And then he brings no, but the Tosafos disagree and say no, it's actually an Isidra Bonon. But I am not a gim heter b'davar. Then the minhag ha'olam, says the Shulchan Aruch, is that it's actually mutter to push this plug in a specific manner. V'yesh l'amed aleihem zchus, that we can find a merit in what they're doing. Why is it not so terrible? The kevan sha'abalza aruka chutz l'na'ores ve'ein yad magas l'na'ores mutter. Since the balza, which is like a plug, like the spout you push in, you're not just pushing in a plug into the hole. You're actually putting like a spout. And you're using the plug to kind of like to, you know, stuff. You're putting the plug to seal the hole to stop it dripping out the sides. The way you're actually pushing in the plug is not direct with your hands, but rather using like a metal or whatever is a rod to put it in, because that's now going to stay inside the bell. So because you're not touching it directly, therefore it's mutter. Why is it mutter? Midi de havi asafoig, like the case of sfoig that we learned yesterday. That when you have a sponge with a handle, then you're allowed to wipe with the sponge. Why? Because there's different ways. We saw there was different Mishonim yesterday. But the idea is when you've got a handle on the sponge, it's not psikrishu, it's going to happen. Or according to, we saw actually the opinion of the Ravid, which is rather interesting. The Ravid said that once you put a handle on a sponge, it becomes like a kli, and the water inside the sponge is not like being squeezed out, but rather it's like a kli that contains water, like you're tipping out a jug of water. A big chiddush in the Ravid. Don't want to get too be'in over here. But the point is that just like we found in the earlier sif, which we did yesterday, when you have a handle on a sponge, it's mutter. Here you've got like a handle on, you've got a stick, which you're using to push in the flax, whatever, the linen plug, therefore it's okay according to this opinion. Now he has a very interesting medrash that he brings also from the Aruch, actually. If he's not telling it from the Aruch, but if you can look at the parentheses now, what is sfog? What is sponge? Where does sponge come from? I'm not sure if it actually comes from there nowadays, if you look how they produce it, but this is where sponge came from in those days. Perush ha'Aruch. Sfog hu al roish dag echad gadosh v'yam. What is this sponge? It's something that's on the head of a certain large fish in the sea. And when this fish puts his head out of the water to look around the world, then this sponge, this kind of patch, whatever, that's above its eyes, then goes down over its eyes. Now it can't see around. It can't look around because it's got this sponge covering its eyes. And it hasn't got any hands to take off the sponge from its eyes. And if not for this sponge covering its eyes, no boat will be able to be saved from this large fish. This large shark, fish, whatever it is, will attack any boat it sees, but because the sponge goes over its eyes, it can't. That's the sponge we're talking about here, or any equivalent nowadays. That's the case that we spoke about earlier, where we spoke about when it's got a handle, it's mutter to wipe things with it. Good. So the sponge, yesh le-beis achiva, there's a lot of details in the Shulchan Aruch, so the Mishnah Berurah is very quick, but quicker. So when you have a sponge, we learned in the earlier sif, when you have a sponge which has a handle, you're allowed to use the sponge. Here as well, because you've got the spout, which is you're using it to push in the cloth, therefore it's not you're holding it directly, and therefore it's mutter. That's what they're relying on when they permit it. But because this claim that it's like a sponge is not really such a good taina, it's not so great. We actually got a game bar, and you can question it a lot. Make sure at least to tell these people that they're doing it when they're plugging up the bowel that they shouldn't have any bowl or anything collecting the wine underneath the bowel, so that the wine that drips down from the cloth won't be collected. If it's not collected, so it's not nichele, at least it remains that he's not happy about the result. Because if you collect the wine, then you are happy about the result, then you're doing a malacha d'oraisa. That's where, or at least it could be a derisa. That's what he's pointing out. So you've got your first of all, he basically turned it into a case which is like two reasons to be makel. Number one is you're not directly holding the sponge, the cloth that you're putting in. You're doing it through like a stick, this bowser, this spout that you're pushing in. So you're not touching it directly. It becomes like the sponge with the handle. And if you're not happy about that, anyway, it's only mutter in a case when you're not collecting the wine, because then it's a loy michale that the wine's draining on the floor. Right? He's not happy about the wine coming out, and therefore it's mutter. That's it again. That's at least a limud schus on the people that do push this cloth into the bell to plug up the bell. Okay, all the way back now to page Kuf Membov. We did turn the page at some point. I didn't think I said so, but so again, that's the end of the sif in the Shulchan Aruch. But now I've got Mishnah Berurah to catch up on. So back to page Kuf Membov. Sifkot Memtes Listeim Nekeva Shebedafna, to close the hole in the side of the bell. That's what this cloth is for. What are they doing? Now we get to the description we mentioned. So what do? They when they put the spout into the hole, they surround it, wrap around the spout. They wrap around this cloth or this flax, and they use that to plug up the hole. And obviously, it won't drip out if you do that. Nun, yesh mishe matir lepin the permit, which is the orach. To take it out or to put it back, even though it's going to be squeezed by doing so. Even though, as we said in the Shulchan Aruch, even though it's impossible that you won't squeeze it because it's so saturated with wine anyway, or beer, one of the cases. It's whatever liquid from the bowel is absorbed into the cloth will be squeezed out when you put it in or when you take it out. Impossible it won't. It's a psik ratio. It certainly will happen. So the Shulchan Aruch said it's only mutter, even according to the Aruch, it's only mutter if you don't put a kli underneath it to collect the wine that's dripping out. Right, that's dripping down. Kli, because there's no kli, then of course the wine that gets squeezed out will be wasted and just drain away somewhere. And that's because the hole that we're talking about is in the side of the bowel. So then any wine that drains out will drain down the wall of the bowel, whatever, and be wasted on the floor, whatever. And that's why it's okay. But if you put a kli underneath that catches all the drips that are dripping out of the cloth when you press it, then or alternatively, the cases where the hole is not on the side of the bowel, but on top of the bowel. The ones when you push in a plug on the top of the bowel, and it's saturated with wine, where's the wine going to go? Then the wine will go back into the bowel, you're collecting it, and you're happy about it, right? But you're recollecting the wine. Even according to the opinion that says that etc. Here, it's not a question of here, it's nichle, you're happy about the result, because you want the wine to go back in to the bowel and not go somewhere else, not get wasted, and therefore, to put in this cloth or to take it out would be an issa. Again, if the hole is on top of the bowel, or if you're collecting the wine, or even if the hole's on the side, but you're collecting the wine that's trickling down into a bowl or something, then that's considered to be an issa deraisa. So if Kotnun Gimel, on page 292, did I say that? Nun Gimel, the psik reisha asa. Right, that now we're moving on to the second. He explained the second opinion. The second opinion was not like the Aruch, but like which is Tosus, and Tosus say a psik reisha deloy nichale is an issa drabonon. Do I have to translate all that? I'm not sure. Midrabbanan. Aval chiyuv leker, but situations like nichalei lekulam. But everyone agrees it's not considered to be a malacha deraisa if there's a certain result that you're not happy about. Again, there's a certain. I'll just speak out again. There's a certain result that when you push this cloth in to seal the bowel, you're going to squeeze out wine. But if you're not collecting it, then it's lo nichalei. You're not happy about the result, and that's what we find in machlekes between the Aruch and the Tosfos. And this is the opinion of the Tosfos that say that there's an issa drabbanan to do it anyway. But just to be aware, it's a very important klal here. So I skipped a few ones. But it's an important klal here. This whole discussion now about sikrish jolei nichle, etc., is when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos. Why is Hilchos Shabbos different? The be'inin shehi meleches machsheres, because in order to be a full malacha, the raisa has to be meleches machsheres fully with the right action and the right thought process of doing a malacha as was done in the Mishkan. Aval, the pasuk says meleches machsheres about in Parshas Vayakel. Aval le'inyan shari isuri Torah, when it comes to all other isurim in the Torah, not Hilchos Shabbos, there's no discounts when it comes to psikresha la'nichalei in the rest of the Torah. Any other issa Torah even though it's Pesigrei Shedeloni Chalei that we discussed, that would be an Issa Doraisa, says the Rosh. So there's no heterium, there's no leniencies in Pesigrei Shedeloni Chalei, etc. All those things are not applicable in anything but Hilchos Shabbos, those leniencies. Sifkon Nundalad Badova, that the Nundalad was the Oilam is Noheg Heter Badova. People are makel to push the cloth in or take it out from the barrel. And he had to find a limit source, right, a way to defend this minig. That Madava Hainu Shemafrizen Alamida, Yosem Medea Rishonia, Mekinim Afilu Yesh, Beyesh, Klitakta. Not only are they make all that when they don't collect the wine, they're even going Mafrizen Alamida, they go even further. And these, the minig seems to be that even to collect the wine, they're still permitting themselves to push the cloth in. Now that's a big problem, because that's already a derisa, we said. So how are we going to defend this minig, or what can we do to fix up this minig in some way? Yes, the gam game bar says Cotton Nunhei is when he suggested that at least it's because you're using a stick to push it in rather than doing it directly. Maybe it's like a handle of a sponge, and that's why it's okay. But yes, the gam game bar, you can question this greatly, and differentiate between the stick pushing the cloth into the barrel and the handle on the sponge that we spoke about. The Sharani Beis Achiza Shosfoig Demahani. When you're talking about a handle of a sponge, there it helps. The ain sham elakinoch v'alma, because when you put the handle on and you use the cloth, all you're doing is just kind of wiping. You're using the sponge just to wipe something. That's all you're doing. You're not squeezing it out per se. You're just kind of wiping something. You're forcing it in very tightly, and when you force it in, yeshem v'aleschita, there's absolute certainty that you'll be squeezing out the wine, since it's completely saturated with wine. Therefore, you should be. It is correct to make sure that you don't put a cleat to collect the wine. And therefore, whatever gets squeezed will be wasted. And then you can at least rely on the first opinion of the Oroch that we spoke about here, which is that at least you have on your side the Oroch would say that in that case, since you're not collecting the wine, then it's Sikrish Lanichle and it's Mutuk onto the Oroch. But make sure you've got a long stick, like a long spout you're using to push in the cloth rather than doing it directly. Because then you have two things on your side. Number one, you're not collecting the wine. Number two, you're using a long stick, so it becomes like a sponge with a handle. That only then is there a reason that we could defend the minig. That's the opinion of the Taz. The Chen Kosu Beli Rabbe, Mordechai, they also agree with this. But da, the Chol HaSifa Zehu B'chavet Shoyan, until now we've been discussing a barrel of wine, K'mashe Hizke Shulchan Aruch B'Rosh HaSif, like we said at the beginning. Rav Din Sham Mashkim may apply to other drinks as well. Aval Loi B'mayim, but the case does not, this sif does not apply to water. Why is water different? B'tam HaDavad, the Mikol Mashkim, Chutz Mimayim, Da'as Kama Roshenim De'im B'ayim Roshim Libun. Now let's discuss a different malacha. We do, as we did already recently, we discussed that every time you squeeze, you have to consider, is this one of two malachas? Is it mefarik, because you want the product? Or is it like a cloth that you're wringing out, and it might be a shaila of malabain, of laundering? So here, if it's water in the cloth, then you might have a problem of mefarik, but you do have a problem of malabain, of laundering the cloth. When you wring out a cloth, it's part of the malacha deraisa of malabain, it's mechabis. The isis chitasa hirak mishum mefarik. Right, when it's not water, it's other drinks, then the only problem is mefarik of bringing out the product, like squeezing a grape. Like squeezing olives and grapes. Therefore, in order to make it a deraisa, you have to want the product. If you don't want the product, it's not malacha. Only if you don't want the product, it's not nichele, do we say that it's a drabonon according to Tosis, again, not according to the Och. That was all till now. As we explained. But when we're talking about a barrel of water rather than wine, the problem is that when you press in this plug, you are squeezing out this cloth by doing so. And it's full of water, and you're squeezing out the water from the cloth to say to tolda l'malabin, because squeezing out a cloth is part of the malacha of, it's a tolda of the malacha of malabin, of bleaching, of laundering. V'as b'chol gavni. So it doesn't help if you want the product. Who cares if you want the water or not? It's not about the water. When you squeeze out a garment because it's dirty or whatever, and you're laundering it, it doesn't matter if you want the water or not. It's nothing to do with the water. It's that you're cleaning the garment. And that's going to apply over here if the liquid that we're talking about is water. But Das HaTaz, the Yain Lavan Doim Lamayin L'Inyan Kibros. And in fact, the Taz is more machmir, not just by water, but even by white wine. White wine also will be a problem to wring out because of Mechabes. And according to the Taz, Shukhanach Loi Ayri Kan Ki Im B'Yain Odom, She'enim Alabin V'Isohu Ak Mishum Mepharik, that he must be talking in the Shukhanach, according to the Taz, about red wine. And that's why it's only a problem with Mepharik. Well, because if it would be white wine, it would be a problem. It would be a double problem. It would be a problem with mafarik and a problem with malabim, which you can't get around by not collecting the water. Right? And that's why we said it's only a problem if you're happy about the squeezing. Okay, so that's the end of that point. Now, im nishbach sheicha usham mashke ala mafa. What do you do? What happens if sheicha, like a beer or another drink, got spilt on your tablecloth? And he now wants to kind of run, pull the water, like it's just absolutely saturated. He wants to kind of pull the water away using a spoon or a sakin or a knife, because then I'll map in order to be able to kind of clean off the tablecloth. Make sure you don't do it forcefully, as you'll be squeezing out the tablecloth fabric. All you can do is kind of take off the surface liquid, but not what's inside the actual cloth, tablecloth. And if the liquids are colored liquids, and also you need to be careful, as we're going to see in Sifchos, that if you start dragging the red or whatever the wine that's on the tablecloth around, you're going to be spreading the color throughout the tablecloth. That's be a problem of Seveya, as we'll see in Sifchos. Certainly, if there was water that got spilt on the tablecloth, you should definitely be careful not to squeeze out the tablecloth in any way. Because squeezing out water is, aside from the mafaik, is a problem of laundering. Look now. Okay, the last part. A person who squeezes hair or leather. Right, presses leather or he squeezes out a person's, like, the human hair. Potter, Aval Asa, it's an Isidra Bonon, says the Ram, it's not a Dora, but it is Dora Bonon. Well, Lechain, a Toiba B'Shabbos, Yizash, Yisrit, Sa'oil, and Agram, therefore, a person who is Toiba on Shabbos should be careful after they come out of the water, when they dry themselves, not to squeeze out the hair of their body or the hair of their head. They should be careful how they dry their hair. Adkan.